Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Got some interesting numbers, interesting statistics to start things out tonight. This is a survey that is done, I believe, on a yearly basis, and it is done by the First Amendment Center. And what they do, I mean, as you might have guessed, the First Amendment Center is pretty concerned with freedom of speech and that sort of thing, and speech-related issues. And so they ask Americans a variety of questions in regards to speech and religion and
press.
And the press, and Americans understand
the right of the people to peaceably assemble.
Right. The questions are usually based on is trying to determine what the average American thinks about freedom of speech, how they interpret the Constitution and that particular amendment, and what it means to them. You know, how well did they learn about the First Amendment when they were in, for instance, government school? And according to USA Today, most Americans believe the nation's founders wrote Christianity into the Constitution, which they didn't.
Are you kidding me?
Most Americans believe that. And people are less likely to say freedom to worship covers religious groups they consider extreme, a poll finds out. And again,
so like religious freedom does not cover Satanists.
Or Muslims.
Or, okay, I guess if you consider Muslims extreme.
I don't, but some Americans do now for obvious reasons.
Okay, well I would think Satanism sounds pretty extreme. Perhaps the Druids or the Wiccans.
Nobody talks about Satanism anymore though. Satanism isn't the scary... scary religion du jour today.
No, it's not the bugaboo that it was in the 80s.
The survey measuring attitudes toward freedom on religion, speech, and the press found that 55% of Americans believe erroneously that the Constitution establishes a Christian nation. In the survey, which is conducted annually by the First Amendment Center, a nonpartisan educational group, 3 out of 4 people who identify themselves as evangelical or Republican believe that the Constitution establishes a Christian nation. Approximately half of Democrats and independents also think that same way. Hmm. Most respondents, 58%, say teachers in public schools should be allowed to lead prayers. That's an increase from 2005 when 52% supported teacher-led prayer in public schools. More people, 43%, say public schools should be allowed to put on nativity reenactments with Christian music than did in 2005 when it was only 36% of Americans that thought that way.
Hmm.
Half of them say teachers should be allowed to use the Bible as a factual text in history class. Now, I'm sorry. Look, there are a lot of Christians that understand that the Bible isn't anything close to factual. There's a lot of disagreement amongst Christians as to how literally the Bible should be taken. Some of them believe, the evangelicals, the fundamentalist Christians, believe it should be taken word for word. This is word for word the Word of God. Well, at least it was when it was Hebrew, but we still believe it's word for word the Word of God. And then there's the other ones that
say... Of course. Now, hold on. Before we go any farther on that, if you believe that, in fact, the Bible is word for word the Word of God, then, you know, God wouldn't have allowed a mistranslation. There couldn't be one.
Okay.
It would have to be perfect, word for word, if it was the Word of God. God's word would be perfect.
Of course, there have been several translations.
There have been lots of translations. There's translations all over the place. How can they all be perfect? And how can they all have mistranslated Jesus' name? I mean, his name's Yaheshua. It isn't Jesus. It's been, we'll just go with it. Yeah. Ah, heck, right. Go with it. You know, that just seems irresponsible to me. I'm sorry.
So you've got the Christians that believe it's word for word the word of God.
Not the Christians. There's some that do.
Some. Yeah. No Christians that believe that. And then you've got the other Christians that believe that, and I'm sure there's plenty in between these two extremes, that they're the other ones that believe that it's just a book of instructional fables, you know?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that it really is something like that.
Right. So 43% say, again, the public schools, government schools, should be putting on nativity reenactments, apparently. Half say teachers should be allowed to use the Bible as factual text. Now, that's down from 56% in 2000. Charles Haynes, a senior scholar at the First Amendment Center...
You know, why would schools even want to be in the nativity the nativity reenactment business? Isn't that really the business of churches?
And would they allow children who are not interested in participating in such an activity to not participate, or would they force them to participate?
In theory, usually, well, not necessarily in theory, but in practice, the way I've seen things like this happen in the past
is
that...
You have to have a parent permission slip to get out of it?
You may need a parent permission slip to get out of it, and then getting out of it means that you get to go sit in detention.
Right.
So you can go sit in the office while everyone else is doing the school-sanctioned nativity scene, or whatever. And I agree. You know, this should be a church thing. And
absolutely.
The concept of separation of church and state exists so that the state doesn't go ahead and give its blessings to one particular religion and anger everybody else in a country that allows anybody to come into it.
Well, forget angering, because the state could really care less whether you're angry with it or not. What happens is it's then going to limit the ability to worship in that manner. So, you know, I don't know. There's different religions. What if the state decided it wanted to be Baptist? Then there'd be no more dancing.
Mm.
If the state decided it wanted to be, I think it's Church of Christ, doesn't allow music in the worship service, which,
you know, I wonder,
then you wouldn't be able to sing hymns.
Speaking of these differences between the Christian religions,
for God's sakes, what if they were Amish?
Well, do they have differences in the nativity scenes? Like, are there some things the Baptists will do that the other guys won't do in the nativity scenes?
I don't think so.
I just wonder about that. Like, if a school was putting together a nativity scene, would the Christians be battling over, you know, well, Jesus should be over here. No, he's the three wise men should be here, and we need stars. I don't know. I don't know what the differences would be, if there would be any.
I can't think that there would be, other than perhaps churches that have different demographics, maybe having a black Mary instead of a white Mary, that kind of thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
But
Jesus was a black man.
There's really not any differences there. There's what they call primitive Baptist, which I've always seen in black neighborhoods, but I don't know that they, in fact, are a black denomination. I don't know that. They may or may not be, but, you know, I don't think there's any real race segregation amongst the denominations that
the
I know of.
Senior scholar at the First Amendment Center, Charles Haynes, says the findings are particularly troubling during a week when the top diplomat in Iraq gave a report to Congress on progress towards achieving democracy there. He says, quote, Americans are dying to create a secular democracy in Iraq, and simultaneously a growing number of people want to see a Christian state here, he says. Haynes says the Constitution clearly established a secular nation where people of all faiths or no faith are protected to practice their religion or no religion without governmental interference. Rick Green of Wall Builders, an advocacy group, says that that believes the nation was built on Christian principles, says the poll doesn't mean a majority favors a theocracy, but that the Constitution reflects Christian values, including religious freedom. Quote, I would call it a Christian document, just like the Declaration of Independence, unquote, he says. Well, I would call it a Satanist document. I'd call it a, you know, fill in the blank, a Hindu document. We can call whatever the hell we want to call it, I guess, because that's what they apparently are doing. This guy doesn't seem to have any understanding of what the Founding Fathers' intentions were, and many of the Founding Fathers were not Christians at all. Many of the Founding Fathers had a healthy distaste for Christianity, and they considered themselves deists.
Well, I would think that that's true. There are definitely people that disagree and agree on this subject, but the fact that there's disagreement shows that it is not cut and dry.
Right.
And, you know, I think God appears
in the Constitution.
Pretty darn clear that Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, those guys right there, probably James Madison, were definitely, absolutely not Christians. The classical sense of what a Christian is. And besides, the revival didn't come around till the 1800s. This was this was a time when people were stretching their minds beyond religion. They definitely believed in God, but they didn't believe in, you know, classical Christian values. The times were different.
Here's a scary one for you. And he says that, in his opinion, this is the scariest number. This is the expert from the First Amendment Center. Only 56% of Americans today agree that freedom of religion applies to all groups, quote, regardless of how extreme their beliefs are, unquote. Now, that number is down from the year 2000, before September 11th and all the nonsense the government has done.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that statement necessarily either. I don't think that freedom of religion necessarily applies to all Americans. I mean, what if your religion requires you to sacrifice babies?
Well, then you'd be harming someone else.
Right, but the question isn't explicit enough.
Nonetheless, it's down from 72% to 56%.
Okay.
That's pretty significant. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. And love your comments on the freedom of speech in America and these Americans that want to shove their religion down our throats.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas, September 14, 2007.
Gold, 7-11-70. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03 for quarter. That's $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the slide of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web www.hazarid.com, Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we just posted the August torrent. So now you can go and grab an entire month, all in one chunk, one easy-to-download piece. And you can do that by going to freetalklive.com.
And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to liberty. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. That's libertyradiounderground.com.
I was just listening to a new one today on crime, on, you know, what should be crime and what shouldn't. I thought it was very good.
Excellent. So we're talking about the First Amendment Center. They've done another one of their studies that they do either every year or every other year. And it's all about, well, the First Amendment and separation of church and state and freedom of speech and issues surrounding those things. And I want to make it clear, I don't want to make it sound like I'm bashing the Christians.
No, this has nothing to do with that. You know, this is just people that believe that somehow Christianity is ensconced in our Constitution.
Which is not true.
Not. Now, I would like to say that, in fact, there's very little mention of religion at all in the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, it says that, you know, very quickly that there should be no... let's see, there's no... Okay, I'm sorry.
You should have prepared for this.
Sorry, the establishment of a religion. There should be no establishment of
a religion. Right, I think they mentioned a god, or they mentioned a creator in the Declaration of Independence.
Correct. You know,
but that doesn't mean Christian. That just means that they...
Right, that there's an inalienable right that is endowed by a creator. Bam, that's it.
Right. Now, my mom and dad could be my creator.
Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, you know, has there's the Danbury Church letters that back and forth between Thomas Jefferson, where he's very clear that there, you know, that there's a separation of church and state. That's where the separation of church and state comes in.
This is one of the reasons why the country was founded in the first place, is because there was an official religion back in the United Kingdom or Great Britain at that time,
right.
And they didn't like that. So people came here to have religious freedom, but now we're back to square one with people insisting that we should have the Bible in schools and that, you know, the government schools should have nativity scenes with Christian music and that teachers should be using the Bible as a factual textbook. I mean, look, if you want all that in your school...
Send your kids to a Christian school.
Right. Well, of course, all of this outlines
right.
The problem with
government schools.
Because when you have the government schools, you have the government one-size-fits-all program that everybody and all these interest groups are interested in controlling. They want to teach sex education. They don't want to teach sex education. These guys want to teach the Bible. These other people don't want the Bible to be taught. And so what you have is this constant conflict. These people trying to lobby their local school boards and state governments and federal governments to institute their brand of education.
Right. They're pitted against each other
right.
By the system.
And no,
that's
wonder,
wrong.
No
divisive.
Wonder. Yeah, exactly. It's divisive. So no wonder people feel like that other groups are trying to control them. Because they are. Because there's this mechanism there called the government and the government school system that allows interest groups to control other people.
Right. Imagine if... There were 10 people locked in a room together, a big room, and the scientists put one handgun in that room. Don't you think that people would immediately get violent? The people that might have gotten along just fine without that handgun suddenly get violent because
right.
The handgun was put in the place.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily have to have started with violent intent. For instance, somebody could have picked up the handgun and said, look, I'm just going to hold on to this to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And then
right.
Someone else who doesn't trust him might say, wait a minute, I'm going to hold on to that.
Right. Whoa, hey, sure you are, buddy.
Yeah.
You're just going to shoot me in my
right.
Sleep. And this is what government is.
It's
government
gun in the room.
Is the gun.
So let's continue with some statistics here from USA Today reporting on the First Amendment Center's recent study that 56% of Americans agree that freedom of religion applies to all groups, regardless of how extreme their beliefs are. Now, leaving aside any religion that might want to sacrifice a life, that's a reasonable thing to say. You should be able to worship however you want in America, so long as you aren't harming anyone else. Now, 56% agree with that. It used to be 72%.
Wow.
So there's been almost a 20% drop since the year 2000. More than one in four Americans say constitutional protection of religion does not apply to extreme groups.
Mm.
Haynes says many Americans consider Islam extreme, especially since the September 11th attacks. But he says Roman Catholics were viewed that way in the 19th century, and some people still consider Mormons on the fringe. He says we're still seeing, or Gene Polchinski, the center's executive director, says we're seeing the product of years of not teaching the First Amendment at a young age. People are applying their own values rather than educated knowledge of the Constitution. Still, he says, support for the constitutional freedoms has rebounded from a low the year after 9/11, when 49% said the First Amendment, quote, goes too far in the rights it guarantees, unquote. Now, only 25% agree with that. So that's a little bit of good news.
Well, I suppose it is good news, but people don't know what rights are guaranteed by the First Amendment. You just, you know, whether they agree with the First Amendment or not is really moot. Because they don't even know what there is that they're agreeing with.
It's true.
They think that Christianity was in the First Amendment. We've read on the air where people thought that the Constitution enshrined the right to own a pet. Well, of course the First Amendment's right, whatever it says.
It's funny because I honestly had no idea what the First Amendment said until after school was over and I actually went and read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know anything. If you would have asked me if it enshrined a pet, I could have said yes when I was 15.
Right.
Who knows?
I think my favorite statistic of all time about Americans and what they think's in the Constitution had to be the one, and I don't remember if it was the First Amendment Center, which study it was, but it had to be the one where they said, okay, does this line appear in the Bill of Rights? From each according to his ability to each according to his need. And there was some significant percentage of Americans that said, yeah, that's in the Constitution.
Right.
Isn't
right out of the Communist
Manifesto.
Yeah, that's Karl Marx.
And people just don't know. And this is, I don't even know what to think here. Is it the people's fault for being dumb? You know, for being just a giant group of sheeple? Is it really irrelevant that they know what the Constitution says? Because it's not like we use it. It's not like you've got freedom of speech. You mostly have freedom of speech. You have more freedom of speech depending on how much money you make and what color you are and where you live in town, what kind of car you drive, and all those other things. You have more freedoms if that's the case, but you'll still get in trouble if you speak in the wrong manner to the wrong person in the wrong place. So, you know, I don't know.
You certainly don't have the right to assemble.
You certainly don't, because they'll throw you in jail for that one. You may have the right to worship any way you want, but at the same time, you will be forced to pay for and be involved in this whole Christian thing.
Well, yeah, there's these faith-based charities that are now getting government money from the current administration.
Every single year, there's some city hall somewhere that some local politician's raising a ruckus that, oh, we can't have our nativity scene that we've had for 50 years.
Here's another statistic for you.
The war on Christmas, Mark.
Yeah. 74% of Americans say government school students should not be allowed to wear a T-shirt with a message or picture that others might find offensive. Which is a higher number than any time since the survey began 10 years ago. 3 out of 4 Americans want to control what your kid wears on his chest. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners like you. You can go and edit the wiki if you like, or just surf around. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we started the show talking about the First Amendment, freedom of speech, government schools was tied into all that because a lot of Americans, a significant number of Americans, think that it'd be just peachy keen if government schools had nativity scenes and Christian music playing and the teachers can use the Bible to teach classes. And
this is one of the problems that's somehow occurred in American society. People think their vote is sort of like an opinion. Do you like nativity scenes? Why, yes, I do. Check here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what a vote is. It's our responsibility as Americans to stand behind our Constitution, which allows people to say, I don't like nativity scenes. If you like a nativity scene, great. I'm glad for your opinion. Go to your church and enjoy your nativity scene.
Put one in your front yard.
But, yeah, absolutely. Show it to the world. Do a nativity. Bring the neighbor kids in, pass out cookies, do a nativity soiree.
Yeah.
But leave my money out of it. Now, I don't really care one way or the other about nativity scenes. But what I can tell you is I don't like the idea of my money being used to set one up.
I don't want my money being used to set up a nativity scene. I don't want my money
being
used.
I don't want it on public property either.
I don't want my money being used to set up a Hindu scene or a Satanist scene or any other scene. It's just not the role of government to do these things.
No.
And so, as we pointed out, government schools exist, and so therefore, people want to control what goes on there.
Yes.
They want to be the ones to set the rules for all the other kids. And Julia has a story that relates to this. We'll get to it here in a moment, but first to the phones. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind, John?
Speaking of force and telling everybody what to do and how the government or whoever the omnipotent person who's going to make all these decisions reminds me of something that you spoke of recently, the Massachusetts thing where they're going to force people to buy health care or buy insurance.
Yes, they are.
I've gone through a couple of health care issues recently, had some exposure at work, and that's all fine. You know, that's stopped, and I'm on the rebound. But that led me to go to a doctor. And then it turns out that I have a little bit elevated sugar and a little elevated cholesterol, common things with our crappy diet that we have in this society.
Okay.
But anyways, the doctor mails me two prescriptions. I think that's great that he mailed them rather than calling me into the office because, hey, let's control health care costs. Why should I go in and pay him $100 for a visit?
Wow, you didn't have to pay for the prescriptions?
Oh, no. I didn't go to the office to have him hand me the prescriptions. He mailed them to me.
But you still were charged something for that service?
Anyway, I get the prescriptions in the mail. It's just his advice.
Understood.
Get it in the mail as opposed to spending time in the office.
Understood.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I decide, you know, if I have elevated sugar and cholesterol, guess what? I'm going to take care of this with my diet and some exercise and need to you know, get some priorities back in order there. And
sure.
I talk to them at the office and play a little telephone tag. And I said to the woman, I said, you know, geez, it seems like I wasn't getting a quick call back on my message when I said that I'm not going to be filling these prescriptions. It reminds me of the old song where it said this is just what the doctor ordered. Does that mean that it's an order? And is that why I didn't get a quick call back? Because I don't follow orders very well? And it made me consider, what is this whole system going to be like? When we are forced into paying for everybody else's health care, and everybody is forced to pay for mine, and it gets into this whole crazy system where it's forced.
Yeah.
I'm going to
so
tell
what's going to happen with
I'm
universal health care?
I'm going to correct this sugar and cholesterol problem with my diet, and they're telling me we don't recommend that. We recommend these prescriptions. And it made me think, what if I wanted acupuncture? What if I wanted herbal remedies?
That won't
what
be
an if
option.
I wanted
no.
to do faith? Would they put me in a friggin' prison cell if I said, you know, I want to pray to God?
No, what they'll do, John, what they'll do is once the socialist universal health care system comes crashing in on us, what they'll do is they'll create a bunch of rules that say, well, John, if you don't eat the way we say you should eat, that's fine if you want to change your diet, but you're going to have to change it in the way that we say that you should change it. And we'll be checking your grocery receipts to make sure that you're buying. In fact, we're going to stop by and check your refrigerator.
Ian, the problem there is, again, who is going to control the diet? Will it be the sugar industry who has told me all my life that I need to eat these sweet things and these salty things and this meat and this government pyramid where they have a system that is based on whatever our traditional American diet is, which is some of the things that might kill us? Or should I become a vegetarian? Or should I go macrobiotic, which is something I actually met a guy who's been doing it for 40 years? And I don't think I'm going to go to that extreme, but somewhere in between. But when you've got a system where it's forced, somebody who has an agenda or an opinion
they
is
get
going
to
be forcing that down my throat or up my bum.
It's outrageous. Julia has a comment.
Well, the food pyramid is something that's always really interesting to me because there's this pyramid and this is what we're supposed to eat, right? And if we eat this, we're going to be healthy. However, every single country, I mean, like, if you go to South America, they would have a completely different food pyramid.
Absolutely.
Because they eat completely different things. So who's right?
Well, Julia,
if you even look at what I considered cholesterol, I haven't looked at this for 20 years, but if you look at what is an acceptable cholesterol level here as opposed to Europe or whatever, your blood pl- pl- pressure levels here compared to somewhere else, there's different standards.
Right.
Right.
And
one
who
thing
the heck
for
is
sure.
the one that's going to force that down your throat?
It's outrageous,
and,
John.
And you know what? It needs to be, you know, in a free world, we would not be conditioned to be thinking, I need some authority figure
yes.
to tell me what to do. I would say, you know, here's a certain bunch of options out there,
right.
and I can decide among the options.
You should be able to choose your own expert. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. The other thing about the food pyramid is that not only is it probably different, the daily recommendations from country to country, but the thing that the food pyramid ignores, just as all government programs ignore, especially the government education system, is that people are different too. So what's good for you might not necessarily be good for me. I know we're all human beings and everything, but let's talk about reality.
Well,
there's some genetic differences between us.
Yeah, there's supposed to be different acidic levels that some people have. I've read all kinds of natural health books, and you know that's what they say, that different people need different stuff. In
right.
fact, it's so. At least I believe it to be so. Shouldn't I be able to have that belief?
Right, but when the government system comes in with this universal health care, this single-payer system,
yeah.
government one-size-fits-all.
They can't trust you. At that point, your body is a liability to them, and they cannot trust you to take care of it.
Yep, it's sick, and it's amazing that Americans are just looking for this.
I think that most people don't see that side of it at all. They just think...
They just want crap for free.
Right, exactly. They
the healthcare.
Right. They
right.
don't think, oh, they're going to control my diet or anything like that. All
no.
they see is, it's so expensive for me to go to the doctor right now.
And it is.
I want it to be free.
That, right.
It would be better if it was free, but they just don't understand why it's so expensive.
Nothing's free.
Right.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah, that's something apparently they don't understand either. They don't think about it. They don't have any historical perspective. They don't teach about this in government high school. They don't teach you the failures of socialism. Yeah, they'll tell you that the Soviet Union broke up in the late 80s, but they don't tell you, why. They don't tell you why socialism doesn't work. 800-259-9231. So it's no surprise that most Americans are completely in the dark. On the way, there's a school system, government school, of course, that has decided that certain types of makeup are now completely unacceptable. We'll find out why and what's going on. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photos,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supplies,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. It's 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, we take it in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations across the country. So if that's valuable to you, you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up today. You get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room and forum and more. All of the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go into the phone calls and talk to Scott in Georgia. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello.
Ian, hi. How you doing?
Great, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to update you on my campaign, but I also wanted to make you aware of something you were talking about the other day. I'm not sure you know about concerning this war with the Muslims.
Okay.
It was brought to my attention the other day that the first couple presidents we had a big war with the Muslims, and you probably know more about that than I do. But
you're talking about the treaty between the Barbary Pirates and Adams, and then Jefferson sending the incipient Navy over to crush them on the shores of Tripoli?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Well, I didn't know if you knew, but apparently you did.
Well, I don't think that there's a war. I think you're wrong, though. It's not a war with the Muslims. There's no war against Muslims. It's a war in Iraq against, well, anybody that wants to attack the military.
Right. Any more than fighting the Nazis was a war against Christianity.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really call to talk about the war.
That's fine. You're running for mayor down in Georgia. What's going on with your campaign?
Well, there's just pretty much a media silence on the whole thing. We're a very small town, so nobody really pays attention. But we do have a local radio station that, you know, talks about it. And I'm also broadcasting my campaign live on the Internet. I could give you the address.
No, that's all right. Now, when, because there's very few people actually living where you are.
What you need to do is go door to door.
Right. that's going to be the most effective thing. Now, you're saying that there's a media silence, but then you said the radio station is talking about it. So is there a silence or not?
Well, they're not talking about the race in Bethlehem, but the other elections around Barrow County they are. And they'll eventually, hopefully, talk about this election. But
well, what you might want to do is send out a press release. You know, people need to know that you are a serious candidate, because if they feel like you're just a paper candidate, somebody who's just going to appear on the ballot, they may not
bother to contact you, whereas if you go ahead and send the and don't burden them with a bunch of press releases. You don't want to be a pest, but you do want to make them aware that you do exist, and then maybe they'll decide to have you on at that point.
Well, I am doing all that. I'm working with PR Newswire and the media coordinator for the Libertarian Party.
Good. Oh, great.
And I'm going to be on the Libertarian Party website, hopefully. And I was really just trying to get some help, you know, from outside Bethlehem, because there's really not that many people here that can help me too much.
How is help from outside Bethlehem going to help? What are you looking for?
Well, I'm just trying to create a little stir in the media, so that when the local media does decide to do a little research into me, they might find, you know, other places outside here, you know, paying attention to
it's them. Not very likely. I mean, if you can't even get the local media to pay attention to you, then, I mean, no one else is really going to
pay
attention.
Do you have a newspaper?
We do have a newspaper, but, you know, if you look at their website and look at the thing, they only publish two times a week.
Right.
I
would recommend writing something and sending it to them.
Like an op-ed or something
like
that?
Door knocking. I cannot stress this enough. I think that in small campaigns that this is the very single best way to get elected, because these people are likely going to never have talked to the mayor ever. You come to their door and you say, I'm running for mayor. And you have a little piece of paper to give them, maybe something with a magnet on it that they can stick on their refrigerator that tells them when election day is, and it's going to make all the difference in the world.
Right.
Because they want to know the mayor, and you came to their door, and they can at the very least vote for a guy they met.
And that's easy enough to do, because you can go down to your, and this applies to any race across the country, you go down to your local clerk of court or the election division or whoever it is that handles the mm-hmm. elections or voter registration, and you can get a list of, at least in most places, you can get a list of who voted, actually, in the last election. That way, if you've got a very short amount of time, you can focus on the known voters, or you can get a list of all registered voters as well, and just go house to house. Literally, you'll know who you're approaching. You'll know if they're a Republican or a Democrat. And what you can do is you can focus your campaign literature that way. So you could have one handout for Republican households. You can have another handout for Democrat households.
That's nice. That's
and
a good idea.
You can even have a handout for independents or non-registered voters. So good luck, Scott, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Good ideas for anybody who's running a local campaign.
Sure. And I would encourage, you know, I would congratulate Scott for getting out there and doing what it takes to get involved in local government, and I would encourage anybody else to do the same. Actually, what I'd encourage you to do, join the Free State Project, move here and do it.
Yeah,
but if you
true.
Can't, you know, you can't.
Right. Continuing with the phone calls, let's talk to Brett in Massachusetts. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I had a couple things I wanted to discuss. I'll try to talk quick.
Okay.
The main reason why I called was I had kind of a personal situation / philosophical question that I wanted to hear you guys discuss, but if I could, can I give you an amusing anecdote, something that happened to me last night where I live in Salem?
Certainly.
I went out to eat at a hibachi restaurant with my girlfriend. Are you familiar with that sort of dining format?
Where everyone sits around the
same table?
Yeah, the chef
strangers.
Puts the knives around and sets something on fire and everybody oohs and ahs.
It's really awesome. Yeah,
I love that stuff.
So
that's cool.
I
think they call that tampanyaki, too.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think they call that tampanyaki, too.
Tampanyaki. Okay. They called it hibachi last night.
Fine.
I believe you.
I didn't make that word up.
I had a new Ron Paul sweatshirt that I thought I would wear out and see what kind of response I got from the public.
Okay.
And I'm sitting at a table with a group of strangers, my girlfriend and I, and there's another party. And after we sort of awkwardly ignore each other for 15 minutes or so, one of the women in the other party turns to me, and she looks at my sweatshirt. The sweatshirt says, who is this man and why is he trying to save my country? And there's a kind of a sketch of Dr. Paul, but if you didn't really know who he was, you might not be able to tell who it is, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And she reads it out loud in front of everyone at the table, and she goes, oh, I really like that. And so I'm feeling pretty good. And the next words out of her mouth are, I love Bill O'Reilly. So imagine that feeling where I look down to see, does this guy look like Bill O'Reilly and kind of almost get sick while I'm eating? And I just thought, oh, the irony that this you know, woman is mistaking this guy that I have such a reverence for, who's so principled, and she's mistaking him for this, you know, nitwit who reads off a teleprompter. It was sad.
What did you say to her?
Well, see, that was the thing, because when somebody says they love Bill O'Reilly, you kind of assume a certain set of viewpoints.
Right, you're
but
done. The conversation's
time, in a
over.
Like, in a place like Salem, Massachusetts, you kind of are wondering, are most people there, if you guess that they're liberal, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know what to do. I kind of tried to, I alerted her, no, this is not Bill O'Reilly on my shirt. And the back of the shirt has a couple of Ron Paul's key campaign points. So I kind of turned and let her see it, and, you know, it turned out she was more of an O'Reilly fan, and that was basically the end of our dialogue.
Oh, freedom. Yeah.
That was pretty much it. And I said, you know, one of the things I said that I figure would resonate with everybody is he wants to get rid of the IRS. And she has a daughter with her, and she says, Mom, is the IRS bad? And she says, that depends on who you ask, hon.
Oh, jeez.
And I just figured right then I needed to end that conversation or I was going to ruin everyone's dinner
one way
or another.
So, okay, I wanted to ask you, just so they sit you down with strangers at this place, this hibachi place?
It's not bad because sometimes, I mean, it was, you know, we were talking about, they had a young boy with them and we were talking about South Park. And, you know, I've gone to these places a number of times and you can get into pretty good conversations with people. You always usually wind up talking with the people that you're sitting with. So it seems awkward at first, but it usually turns out to be a pretty nice
thing. Oh, I'm not saying it would be awkward necessarily. I just never experienced that. Whenever I went to one of these places, it was usually with a large group, so I just assumed that they only served to the groups and they didn't.
No, if you go with a group of three people or something like that, you're bound to be sitting at a table that is at the very least serves six and usually eight.
That makes sense.
One of these, teriyaki, or not teriyaki, what's hibachi restaurants.
Right, right. All right, so your other point tonight, sir, Brett.
Can you guys give me 2 more minutes of that?
You can go and we'll consider. Go ahead. What's your point?
We won't promise you anything.
Well, quick background. I've worked in education my entire professional career, never in public school. I was on track at one time to be certified in the state of Massachusetts and really ran away from it once I was fortunate enough to kind of realize what was going on. I taught history in private school for 3 years. I eventually had to leave that because you could feel the state restrictions and presence coming down on that institution, and I really knew that it was just going to be a matter of time before they probably had to fire me for not sticking to state standards and stuff like that. I work currently now as sort of a private service provider where I travel around.
All right, you've got credibility. We're going to hold you over. The news is coming up. We'll get more with Brett. This is Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.